Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Enemy's House by Howard Blum is a narrative non-fiction account of a high-stakes counterintelligence hunt, centered on an FBI agent and a gifted codebreaker working to penetrate a secretive Russian spy operation on American soil. Drawing on publicly reported history of Cold War era and post-Cold War espionage, Blum reconstructs the shadow world of surveillance, dead drops, clandestine communications, and the painstaking tradecraft required to identify and stop covert networks. The book emphasizes that catching spies is rarely a single dramatic breakthrough. It is an accumulation of small, disciplined wins in analysis, patience, and teamwork. Along the way, readers are introduced to the institutional pressure inside the Bureau, the personal costs of living under operational secrecy, and the moral complexity of pursuing adversaries who often look like ordinary neighbors. The result is a fast-paced espionage story that also explains how modern counterintelligence actually works behind the headlines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the spy hunt as a long game of patience and process. A central theme of the book is that counterintelligence is built on time, repetition, and procedure rather than cinematic heroics. The investigation unfolds through careful surveillance planning, incremental evidence gathering, and the constant need to avoid alerting the targets. Blum highlights how agents must balance urgency with restraint, move too early, and the network disappears, wait too long, and national security risks grow. The narrative shows how routines, patterns, and minor anomalies become meaningful only when collected over months and interpreted in context. Readers see the importance of coordination across teams, legal constraints, and the discipline of documenting everything so that intelligence can become actionable. The book also conveys the psychological challenge of operating without public recognition, often without even being able to explain the stress to family and friends. This slow burn approach helps demystify how spy cases are actually built and why seemingly mundane fieldwork, like stakeouts and careful reporting, can be as decisive as any technical tool. The payoff is an understanding of how persistence and process can outlast an adversary trained to hide in plain sight. Secondly, tradecraft in plain sight, dead drops, signals, and covert routines. Blum devotes attention to the practical mechanics of espionage, illustrating how professional intelligence officers communicate and exchange materials while trying to appear ordinary. The story explores classic tradecraft elements such as dead drops, brush passes, coded signals, and operational security habits designed to minimize exposure. By tracking these routines, investigators look for the tiny behavioral tells that separate coincidence from clandestine intent, repeated visits to specific locations, odd timing, and patterns that make sense only when viewed as a system. The book also conveys that tradecraft evolves. Even as technology advances, many methods remain low-tech because they are resilient, deniable, and hard to intercept at scale. This creates a cat-and-mouse dynamic where the Bureau must anticipate how a trained operative thinks, including how they test for surveillance and how they compartmentalize information. The detailed depiction of tradecraft clarifies why counterintelligence agencies invest so heavily in observation and why small operational mistakes, like a compromised routine or an inconsistent cover behavior, can cascade into exposure. Thirdly, code breaking and the analytic mind behind the chase. Bates, the subtitle, points to the importance of a code breaker, and the book uses that figure to show how modern spy cases depend on analytic talent as much as field presence. Blum describes the intellectual work of interpreting signals, reconstructing meaning from partial information, and connecting disparate data points into a coherent picture. Code breaking here is not only about ciphers in the classic sense, it also represents pattern recognition, hypothesis testing, and discipline skepticism. Analysts must decide what a message might mean, what assumptions are safe, and which leads are worth scarce resources. The narrative underscores how technical expertise can accelerate an investigation, but only when paired with a practical understanding of human behavior and operational context. The codebreaker's work helps reveal the adversary's intent and infrastructure, enabling investigators to move from suspicion to proof. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how intelligence work blends math, language, technology, and intuition, and how a single sharp analytic insight can redirect months of fieldwork toward the right target. Fourthly, inside the Bureau, interagency friction, legal limits, and accountability, another important topic is the environment in which the FBI team operates. Blum portrays an institution where success requires navigating bureaucracy, protecting sources and methods, and meeting legal standards that differ from pure intelligence collection. Counterintelligence cases must often be built to withstand scrutiny, which affects how surveillance is conducted, how evidence is handled, and when arrests or public actions are taken. The book highlights the tensions that can arise between operational secrecy and the need to brief leadership, coordinate with prosecutors, or align with other national security stakeholders. There is also the ever-present risk of political pressure and public misunderstanding, since spy cases can become symbolic battles as well as practical security problems. This institutional lens helps explain why investigations can appear slow from the outside and why internal decision-making can be as consequential as anything the suspects do. By showing the constraints and checks built into the process, the narrative gives readers a realistic view of how democratic systems attempt to fight espionage while still honoring due process and oversight. Lastly, human stakes identity, loyalty, and the cost of living undercover. Beyond mechanics and institutions, Blum emphasizes the human drama at the core of espionage. On one side are investigators who spend years under stress, making sacrifices that often remain invisible. On the other side are covert operatives and networks that can blend into communities, build friendships, and maintain convincing personal narratives. The book explores how loyalty is tested, how identities are constructed and protected, and how relationships can become both cover and vulnerability. For the FBI personnel, the work can strain family life and personal health, and it can create a constant background hum of vigilance. For the spies, the operational demands of secrecy impose their own pressures, including isolation and fear of compromise. By focusing on individuals rather than abstractions, the narrative makes the stakes tangible. A case is not just about documents and codes, it is about choices, risks, and consequences that ripple outward. This emphasis helps readers appreciate why counterintelligence is ultimately a contest between people, each trying to predict and manipulate the other, often while appearing entirely normal to everyone else. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy true espionage narratives, Cold War and post-Cold War history, and detailed depictions of how counterintelligence investigations unfold in real life. It will also appeal to anyone curious about the intersection of human behavior and technical analysis, since the story links field surveillance and code-focused reasoning into one sustained chase. The main benefit is practical understanding readers gain a clearer sense of why spy cases take time, what tradecraft looks like outside fiction, and how agencies balance secrecy with legal accountability. That perspective can sharpen critical thinking about national security news and reduce the temptation to view complex investigations as simple morality plays. Compared with similar spy books that lean heavily on sensational action or generalized claims, Blum emphasizes procedural texture and the partnership between people with different expertise. The narrative focus on an agent and a codebreaker gives the story a dual lens, making it both grounded and intellectually engaging. If you want a gripping yet informative account of how hidden adversaries are identified and stopped, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Howard Blum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.